Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will come to order. We do have a quorum present. Representative Fenton, did you get a chance to review the minutes?
I did, Madam Chair. I moved the minutes of April 14th. Thank you.
Representative Fenton moves the minutes of April 14th. Is there any discussion, questions, changes? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Minutes are approved. Thank you, Representative O'Driscoll. That's the only vote I heard. I move the calendar for the day Thursday, April 21st, 2016. Any discussion on the calendar? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Calendar has been moved. Members, please note that a 24-hour pre-filing period for amendments to these bills is now in place. I next move that Joint Rule 2.03 be waived for House File 3374 and that it be re-referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. Representative Lohmer, if you could briefly explain your bill and why we would need a rules waiver.
Good morning, Madam Chair.
Good morning,
and members.
Representative
Thank
Lohmer.
You. So House File 3374 is a bill to redirect funds from family planning grants from clinics who do abortions to rural health centers and FQHCs, federally qualified health clinics. Lines 2.24 to 2.30 specifically state that these dollars are meant to decrease infant mortality rates in low-income and minority populations. This bill gives more funding to comprehensive health care centers that can do just that. Prenatal care, postpartum care, and an abortion facility basically does not fit that criteria. So the reason that we're here is this bill was heard in HHS policy and HHS reform, and it was laid over for possible inclusion into the HHS omnibus bill, but our caucus made a decision to remove it from the omnibus bill and take it to the floor as a standalone bill, and that's why we're here.
Okay, any questions? Representative Thiessen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Is there a Senate companion?
Representative Lohmer.
No.
Representative Thiessen.
So how are you going to, do you want the bill to become law?
Representative
Chair.
Representative Thiessen, not Representative Lohmer. I would assume if she's coming before our committee, she wants to become law. Representative Lohmer.
Madam Chair, thank you. And Representative Thiessen, I hope that there will be an amendment in the Senate with this language. They weren't able to get a hearing.
Representative Thiessen.
An amendment to what, Madam Chair? An amendment to what?
Representative Lohmer.
Madam Chair, Representative Thiessen, I'm not sure.
Representative Thiessen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Can you tell us a little bit about your caucus discussion as to why you decided not to include in the Health and Human Services bill? Since that's the reason you're asking for a waiver before this committee, I think that's pretty relevant.
Representative Lohmer?
Madam Chair and Representative Thiessen, it was just a discussion that was had. We kind of went back and forth, and they felt that it was the right decision to have it as a standalone bill.
Representative Thiessen?
Why did they think it was the right decision?
Representative Lohmer?
Thank you, Madam Chair. And Representative Thiessen, you might want to ask leadership.
Representative Thiessen?
Nothing more.
Representative Pinto?
Thank you, Madam Chair. And so I know there are a number of bills that fail to make deadline, and so I'm wondering why the exception for this one. Maybe I'm just coming in my first term, so just trying to understand how the place works.
Thank you, Representative Pinto. I believe it was heard. The bill was heard last Tuesday?
Wednesday
in Health and Human Services, and they did not take a vote on it. It got a fiscal note. It needs to go to Ways and Means because of the fiscal note, so it didn't make the deadline. So just like in 2013 and 14, when there was close to 30 rules waivers, this is just another example of a rules waiver.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So I wasn't here in 2013, 2014. So why the exception for this bill as opposed to others?
Representative Pinto, there may be. It's still fairly early in the session, and I am guessing there may be a few additional rules waivers that we will see. There were a few last year. There were 29 in 13-14. I'd be happy to go over some of those if you'd like to. I don't need to, but there are some interesting ones in there. But it is typical that there be a few. They're not my preferred method, but there's typically a few rules waivers, and I would expect that there may be a few more in upcoming weeks.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So I guess enough of this for Representative Romer for you, but so why the exception for this one as opposed to some of the others?
Representative Pinto, I think that this is an important public policy discussion. It's been in the news, and it's something that I think a lot of constituents and members would like to take a look at, and it didn't make the waiver because of the, or it didn't make the timeline because of the fiscal note, and it's a decision that we've made.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So when you say it has been in the news, what are you referring to?
I think issues of women's health and issues on Planned Parenthood specifically have been in the news, and it's an issue that many members of the public, I personally have gotten a lot of constituent email on it, and I think it's an issue of concern to many people, and I think we've all talked about wanting to protect women's health, and so it's a discussion that you know, probably is something that lawmakers should be talking about since we set the policies for the state. Additional questions? Representative Garofalo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I want to thank you, and I want to thank Representative Lomer for bringing forward this bipartisan bill. It's got support from both sides of the aisle, and I would just encourage members to advance it and look forward to a thorough and informed debate on this on the floor. But thank you again for your leadership on this, Representative Lomer.
Thank you. Thank you, Representative Lomer. Is there additional discussion? Okay. Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
No.
Motion prevails. That's all the business for today. Members, the committee is adjourned.
Thank you, members.